target of hate. After several failed attempts to launch Rahul Gandhi, one more attempt to launch him using the Bharat Jodo Yatra and divert media and public attention away from National Herald case. Congress and Rahul Gandhi are failing to recognize that the days of fooling people with superfluous words and fabricated narratives to win elections are over. People in the most remote areas are now more educated and connected to the internet world. False promises, actions, and biological hatred of social organizations such as RSS will not help. Rahul Gandhi and the Congress Twitter handle expressed their deep hatred for the BJP RSS. There is nothing wrong with targeting the BJP as a political opponent, but targeting the RSS demonstrates a deep hatred for an organization that works tirelessly for the welfare of each Bharatiya at the cost of sacrificing personal life, and many Swayamsevaks have lost their lives working for the cause of Bharat Mata, with a clear vision and attitude of nation first. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi flagged off Bharat Jodo Yatra in Kanyakumari. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, Ashok Gehlot, Chief Minister of Rajasthan also participated in the Yatra. Many leaders from various political parties value Sangh's work off the camera. If RSS is such a hateful organization, why did Congress create an organization similar to RSS? Later on, it failed because simply wanting something great does not make it great unless and until an organization works with the right intention to develop personal and national character, as RSS does. The hard work on the ground, without discrimination based on caste, color, or religion, put the RSS on a growth trajectory, with 35 large-scale organizations taking care of each segment of society to develop socially, economically, and culturally, with a focus on environmental balancing with thousands of other smaller-scale organizations run by Swayamsevaks. I would like to invite the Gandhi family and other RSS detractors to come and see the work that Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram is doing for the welfare of the tribal community, even in difficult circumstances. The most marginalized community, which is ignored by the majority of society and political parties. Can Rahul Gandhi explain why the tribal community's situation has not improved in the 55 years of Congress central rule? Was it to make it easier for Christian missionaries to convert them and instill hatred of Hindu dharma in their minds? Sangh's work in natural disasters. Sangh Swayamsevaks work tirelessly during natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods, as well as during life-threatening infectious disease corona. More than 5 lakh Swayamsevaks were working on the ground. Can Rahul Gandhi or anyone show a single example of Swayamsevaks discriminating against anyone on the basis of caste, religion, or color? Although communists in Kerala and West Bengal have attacked many Swayamsevaks and made it difficult for them to work, still Sangh Swayamsevaks helped them selflessly during natural calamities. No political party can claim that the Sangh differs and never assists their cadre during natural calamities or difficult situation. Swayamsevaks were seen during the corona period arranging and distributing food packets to Muslims during their fasting month. Is it motivated by hatred? However, there have been numerous instances where religious bias has been clearly seen by Sangh political haters. When something goes wrong with a Muslim or Christian brother or sister, these leaders make a personal visit and raise the issue on international platforms, but when it happens to a Hindu, it is not even condemned. Isn't it hatred, Rahul Gandhi? What was the reason that when our Muslim sisters were granted freedom from triple talaq, by our Supreme Court in 1986, Rajiv Gandhi, then Prime Minister, reversed the decision and continued the suffering for Muslim women due to triple talaq? Was it not a dislike for Muslim women? The current central government, which you believe is run by RSS leadership, has protected the interests of Muslim women by passing legislation in Parliament. Society has begun to recognize who is spreading hatred for selfish gain and who is working selflessly for society and nation building. Anyone who considers destroying organizations such as the RSS is instilling hatred in society and may have a malicious intent to destroy the nation. Every citizen must be aware of such individuals. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.